and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and as always, I'm here with the Chaos crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Werewolves afoot, huh?
Beefy combat episode.
Yeah.
Mike Glebnor.
He went down.
My son.
I know. We haven't seen Glebnor go down. I just have to know, Tuluga, how close are you to going down there?
I had 11 health.
Oh,
that was pretty all right. You didn't touch me.
I mean, if I had, I would have really got you.
You touched me once and it got me good, but yeah. Everything else just...
I was rolling like shit on these guys. I think they only had like a +4 to hit.
Except when they were hitting me.
Well you...
You goaded me by telling me the leader was frail looking.
Yeah, but I also told you he was surrounded by his captains. It's so funny because
I got there, then the psychotic one started running down the hill.
I had one, I just wanted the visual of him running down the hill at everybody, but I was like, fuck, he's literally right. Like, it's so funny if you look at like my map I have back here, which is kind of just for me to have a little bit of visual reference. It's like Glebnor in the between all of the captain NPCs, like in like a circle. Yeah, that was a fucking juicy soda.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll shoot up there, I'll take out their leader, then what will they do?
Yeah.
Turns out the next guy in line will just pick right up.
Yeah, you know, yeah. They're evil gnolls. They're just, who's up next? That was a fun one because, like, on paper, that fight was pretty tough just because of how there were a lot of gnolls. You guys fought like a whole pack.
Yeah.
And, but you guys just fucking crushed it. Warding Flare. God damn. That shit
fucked
me
Warding up. I love Warding Flare.
I remembered this
finally
time.
Finally remembered. So good.
I know you got to use it so good too because you had just got your reaction back and then you got to use it right after. I was like, fuck. Theo, seeing that, like the combo now with the second gun, I was like, this is how gunslingers should be being played. This mechanic should be in the game already. We shouldn't have had to homebrew it. It's such a fun way to get all your shit back.
I love being able to get those back because then I can use them more frequently and not hoard them for certain fights when I'm not sure if we're going to get into another one or anything like that. It's just a nice way to be able to show the kit off a little bit better.
That's also like why I made it like that, because I was like, I've played Gunslinger and it is just like, because you can literally go through all your points in the first round and then you're just a okay fighter the rest of the thing, which I don't like. So yeah, that was tight. You guys were a fucking little fighting unit there. And may have inadvertently saved some Krizzik followers, which I think is very fun.
Well, I like that you put in seeds of doubt in Krizzik. Yeah.
I wanted to give you a pathway.
She wanted to use it, and it didn't work.
Yeah. On what at the time was an honorable goal.
Yes.
Which was saving this person who's trying to help me save children. Why won't Krizzik let me save them?
Yeah.
So I thought it would be cool. I'm happy someone went down, so we got to roleplay that out like as the story went, but... Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. We got a holy war going. I know you guys are counter-crusading, but...
Peter Cottontail, is he a Krizzik guy?
No, he's just a regular rabbit folk.
He got something in his pocket.
He's going to have some interesting literature when you guys take camp. I wanted to have a part of the world where there's Krizzik followers who aren't inherently crusading psychopaths.
Makes sense.
Well, it would make sense that he would just have churches and...
Yeah, regular churches.
Yeah. People that follow him because they like storms or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
They like storms.
Yeah, and like in that farmhouse, it's like there were multiple faiths living in that little village. No problem.
Yeah.
Krizzik hasn't always been like a only one god kind of god.
Yeah. That's the other thing. When the guy had the all-father symbol, you're like, all right, well, this isn't usually their MO to let someone else slide. Yeah. So
I thought that'd be fun. That'll be a fun... I think for arc three, we're going to really get into how do you deal with that part of your crusade. So I wanted to...
We're just going
to
take out the Shiite Krizziks.
So sorry for any of our Shiite listeners at home. That is not a slight on you. You're wonderful people, I'm sure. But that was... I think we were ready for a little bit of a little bit of subterfuge stuff. I like the idea of you guys going into a kind of like Krizzik stronghold eventually and having to decide how much you want to hide who you are.
I got my Flavor Flav clock.
That went out the window immediately when Tuluga was screaming about how Bleebly was saving them.
Yep.
Apparently they haven't heard about them. Now they have.
The message has not gone to at least this paladin that there's anything they need to be worried about. So interesting.
We got to figure out what's going on with that shadow.
I mean, you didn't lie.
No.
I did with the help of you two save them.
Yeah.
You got to think. So the Krizzik fanatics came to Tidagol. they knew we escaped into the Underdark. They were already kind of in the Underdark doing it, like starting their shit.
Yep.
Brandini might have just been like, they didn't know we're heading that way.
No.
So why send word, send scouts, whoever, to like,
yeah, and like
rally against us?
I think we had mentioned too in one of the like earlier episodes that the Krizik like Ramvaran riders that like came to Tidagal, they had stopped in Brandini, but it seemed like
a layover.
A layover.
Just like take a nap.
Yeah.
But they also stopped before they went to Tidagal. So they did they wouldn't have known
heretics of Bleebly and blah blah blah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's happening.
No, they were heretics.
Yeah, of course you're not.
Well, they think we are. We're not.
Yeah, what do they know?
But yeah, this was a kind of a fun one because I was like, all right, we're going to start doing some bigger combats. You guys are level 5, but it's a little bit harder to kind of narrate. But you guys crushed it. I think you guys had a pretty good lay of where you wanted to be at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I had so many different kind of gnolls back here.
Yeah, you had a lot.
I had so many gnoll stat blocks. I haven't gone to use them ever. And I was like, I don't know how many gnoll fights we're doing. I want to use all the gnolls I have. really smart that you took out the hyenas because they were going to be my backline problem if you didn't.
Yeah,
because you could have just ran by them and got on the other side, but I would have had them turn into gnolls on the next turn, and then they would have been like a problem from behind you would have had to deal with.
Yeah, I wanted to get rid of them so fast.
Very cool. It was a good use of just getting. I liked how you guys took out that side of the caravan like immediately, and we're like, okay, fuck it, let's get over there now.
He flips over it.
Yeah, the flip was really funny.
Well, that gave him the vantage to jump up onto the hill.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah. Because, again, it wasn't like a very steep hill, really. It was just kind of a hill overlooking the little valley you guys were fighting in. But, yeah, it would have been kind of like, I love with you. And, again, your acrobatics checks are crazy. So you were able to flip around, no problem. Yeah. That was very fun. But I'm really excited Glebnor's finally went down.
Not me.
Because I
can't wait
a,
to see how that's all going to play out.
I have some Glebnor stuff I've been waiting because you haven't gone unconscious yet. So I haven't been able to use. So now... I think the Glebnor lore is about to get deeper.
Is he going to come back and he's just going to be full-grown adult with full-grown adult brain?
I'm Glebnor.
I hit puberty at the age of a year or half a year.
Two and a half.
You have one hair on your chest.
It's just it's not even a hair. It's just him making one.
I shape self a little pube.
One pube. It's like too high up, so everyone can just kind of see it dangling. Oh, horrible. Do not want to see that. I hate it. But yeah, I was like, I knew how fucked you were about like two rounds into that combat. And then I hit Toluca kind of hard on one turn, and I was like, I gotta haste Theo so he can really start cleaning up down here. I'm getting very nervous.
Everything was under control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were also the only person like Reggie could get to. His movement's not great. It's like just regular 30 feet, but
yeah.
You guys have all this zany fucking zippy-doo bullshit where you're flying across the map and I can't get anything away from you.
Me and Reggie are just 30 feet, that's it, and yeah. You guys are...
Well, I got 40. It's just like a bonus action.
Yeah, but you can bonus action. I can't do any of that stuff, so...
Yeah, we only have 40, but yeah, you can step of the wind and I can bonus action dash.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like... It is hard to like realistically come up with battlefields that are like football field sized fights. You know what I mean? So, but
hey, yo, fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's but
blue blue.
Yeah, I was very impressed with everyone. You guys crushed that fight.
That was a fun one.
How much health did they like the normal ones?
So every gnoll, pretty much like the hunters and the regular gnolls had 15 AC and 22 hit points, I believe, at max. And let's see here.
My plan was like, all right, I just want to get in the middle of everything, flashbang, and then go to the biggest thing.
After the flashbang, like pretty all the hunters had only had 5 hit points because you took them down so much.
melted the leader's eyes.
Yeah.
The Raiders of the Lost Arches.
Yeah, he also had 15. He had a little bit more hit points. He had 49 hit points.
Did he have anything like wacky?
He had, you guys
like commanding like shit. Where he buffs the rest of them.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he had that insight rampage thing he got to use once, which gave another gnoll an opportunity attack, basically, to hit you. But yeah, he just had, like, bites. And he had the glaive. The glaive did hit pretty hard. It did a D10. So I missed on one of them, but if I hit you both times, it might have taken you out a little earlier. And then the big boy, the slaver, again, same thing, 15 AC. He had the most health.
Yeah, he was thick.
71.
Ooh.
But he was gross. He had that menacing thing plus rampage plus he made 3 attacks. This is definitely Cobalt Press. I can just tell by looking at the sheet here. But yeah, you guys crushed that. That was nice. None of those guys were like particularly hard challenge rating wise, but there were just a lot of them. And yeah, they were all doing a lot of shit.
I like how you do judge's sentence and then fucking just kill him. Not even like, where'd you come from? Who sent you? Just die.
These guys.
It was because seeing Glebnor go down, trying to protect, like, you know, just, you know, just everyday people and stuff. It was for Theo. It's like, you were doing something good. These things are pieces of shit.
They got to go.
They hurt my champion. Toluga didn't get a chance to kill it. I'm not going to let it do anything. Like, what if it attacks Toluga? You know, it was just the way to put in the most damage without having to run through a bunch of shots. It was just final judgment on what I think this evil thing is. And
that's fair.
It was perfect too. You haven't used that function of the gun yet. So I have had,
I used it once.
I don't think you used it for the
damage. Oh, use it for the damage. Yeah.
You haven't used the damage yet. Same thing. I have a story thing that was kind of locked behind when that happened. Mm-hmm. So that's why we got to see a bit more of this shadow appear over Bleebly, which I'm gearing up towards getting to. I just, you know, we're still early in the campaign. I'm trying to softball, slow things down a little bit here.
Okay. Wait, would the Krizik Paladin have made a religion check to see?
I don't think she would even see it. There's so much stuff between, on my map at least. There's
between,
like, because she's like crouched down with Glebnor trying to get him back.
There's so many corpses on the ground.
Like, legitimately, there's so many corpses on the ground.
Okay. Glebnor was what, like, 40 feet from
something like that,
because Reggie couldn't get to him with his normal, with even dashing.
Oh yeah, so from where Reggie was,
Reggie was under the cart.
Oh yeah, right,
it was
right.
80 feet from that spot.
Okay.
And he had run 30 or dashed 60 basically. He was 20 feet away from going.
Okay. But even then, it's still at least 30 or more feet from me.
I think because also I put my poor little she's having such a crisis of faith here. I don't think she's even paying attention to the fact that's fair. There is some darker magic chance happening behind.
How dark could it be? It just saved the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to talk to you about, you know, calming down, woosha.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too, is like Theo, I mean, you're basically like a demigod at this point. You've kind of like gotten that first bump of power. But yeah, you kind of have to figure out where you're going to fit in the pantheon. So true. I wanted to kind of,
you just need to fit. There's an open slot coming up. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, it might not be for another, 80 episodes. So I wanted to make sure, we get a,
no one's got the gut of guns covered. You just squeeze right in there.
Yeah. Totally fine.
Totally fine.
Any problems.
I've already said he's taking over the storm.
The old bullet storm.
It just makes sense.
Hey, you're not wrong.
It weirdly does. That was not the plan when I came up with this bit of world building, but cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the battle.
That was a good one,
it really felt tough.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't get hit a lot, but watching them get hit and everything, and then knowing that we're trying to protect the dwarves who are protecting the kids and everything, it was high stakes, and it would, like, seeing him go down, I was like, shit, like Glebnor going down again first time, I'm just like,
well, he forgot to rage.
Yeah,
I didn't forget, I needed the bonus action dash to get there.
Yeah,
which we discovered was stupid.
Well, it's one of those things, you kind of get up, you figure it out in the moment.
I thought it was gonna be leader and whip boy. And then all of a sudden, Battle Axe Berserker shows up.
Yeah. Well, I thought
there was an axe.
There was definitely a part where I was getting a little nervous because I was like, okay, Glebnor is unconscious, surrounded by 3 little sub boss dudes, and they all had like okay health left. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, even if I get up.
Yeah. Like, how are we going to figure this one out? But you guys crush it.
Yeah. Just flashbang them.
Dude,
I'm going to move 5. I'm going to take 1 step, is what he said.
Yeah. I was like, trying to poke you.
Well, because
no, you're not.
I didn't want to take 2 chances.
Yeah. No, that worked perfect.
Because I didn't want to free up at more than 1 of them.
Fair.
It's definitely going to elicit a lot of questions from these dwarves, but you guys are good at, you know.
Are we?
I mean, Reggie has real high charisma. Maybe I'll have him try to schmooze the whole thing over. We'll see how it goes.
I am the plope. I should probably do the talking.
Yeah, Where's Cosmo when we need him?
Yeah, I wanted to get Cosmo out of the fucking picture before it came down to tricking a bunch of dwarves. So
are we tricking them? I'm not going to lie to them.
Hold on. Has Cosmo started the tour yet?
It's only been a day. Like two at the most.
Okay.
Yeah. He's on the road now.
He's with Schlebnor. Yeah.
Schlebnor.
He's in this hollowed out fucking bug van.
Yeah. He's driving a purple worm van through the Underdark now. Oh boy.
Yeah, with what? Kimmy and
Spud Bupkis.
Yeah.
I think I may have peaked his DM with Spud Bupkis. I don't think I'll come up with a name better than that. It's just.
What about Philp?
Hey, Philp was good, okay?
Goozin.
Shut up. I'm sick of you guys making fun of Goozin. That was always going to be his name, actually. I wrote it down with 40 oohs.
I love Goozin for the 5 seconds he was alive.
Yeah, Goozin had a good run. He did get shred to death with crystal shards for something he didn't do.
But if he wasn't the best damn floor manager,
he really was. I mean, you got to give this guy credit. They did get almost all of those bracelets out into the town.
Yeah. He ran a tight ship until he didn't.
For all those Goozin fans out there, let me get a hashtag justice for Goozin in the comments. I don't know how to spell it, so good luck.
I think you spell it in the episode.
Yeah, I think it's like G-O-O-O-O-Z-N. So stupid. Sure. Yeah, I was just pumped to do a gnoll fight. I've been dying to do a gnoll fight.
Well, you got your gnoll fight.
I got my big gnoll fight.
Yeah, you did.
Man, I hate crazy. Them.
Yeah, scary, demon, blood, corrupted, wild men. Fucking horrifying. Spooky boys.
Now we got to go back and get
our sheep.
Our sheep.
Our goats.
Yeah, sorry.
Sheep, goats, whatever they are.
And they should the cart. Still be there, right?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Mm. Depends you how much food. Noise we made. Yeah, but I mean, they're big, and it was two tacos and a secondhand sandwich.
I thought you threw grain on the ground.
And some grain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys would be good. You can hitch your wagon to this caravan and, you know,
keep it moving.
Make your way to the Brandini Highlands. Pretty exciting stuff.
Well, plenty of time to chit chat with unnamed paladin.
Yeah. I have a name for it. I've learned from the mistakes of the Underdark, which I've actually
you didn't
want
to have to
NPCs.
Make a name on the spot.
Nope, I got all their names here.
You want to name her like Axley or something?
They're just as dumb, but
Malva.
Fuck you, it's not Malva, but that is funny. Damn it, do I change it to Malva? It was gonna be Maggie, but I think Malva's funnier. Malva? Hold on, I'm changing it right now.
Malva Blunthammer.
There you go. It was Malva Dawnhammer. That's going to be her name. All right.
Hell yeah.
All right, so...
Malva! It's so much more fun to say with the accent.
It's Malva! Malva Dawnhammer! So there's Malva, and then the other two knights are named Borfin and Horik.
Borfin.
Wait,
yeah.
Hork? Fun with I that. Love Borfin already.
Horik.
Horik?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the names are just as stupid. Just now I have them pre-prepared.
Fair enough.
No real change to the structure here. Malva. It's going to be so funny, people that don't listen to the after show, they're like, Malva? Does he mean Malva?
Nope. Malva.
Malva. Yeah.
Malva!
Malva Dawnhammer! I got a mole. My father named me for the weapon he thought I'd probably use.
It's a risk.
It paid off.
My brother Sling got the real. He didn't have a lot of hopes for him. All right. So, yeah, we will see more of Malva in the next episode. Mark, could you please take us out?
Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Do it.
And keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.